Hi, this is Glenn Mulcahy, your host for Love What You Play online events and podcasts. Today, I'm really excited to have an opportunity to talk to Ken Martell, the technical director for USA Hockey. He's also a regional ADM manager for California and has 25 years of coaching development in hockey. He's been behind the bench with USA Hockey in a number of roles, including the World Junior teams, the Women's National Team, the IIHF World Championship teams, and also has playing experience to the high level where he played in university for Lake Superior State when they won their first national title in 1988. So really, really looking forward to our chat, just like I was with Bob Mancini. Let's go.
When I first started with USA Hockey, there were more players playing in the province of Ontario than there were in all of the United States, late 90s. So we've grown considerably, but there was from about 1990 to maybe around 2001, USA Hockey was on a really nice upward trend. And then it sort of slowed down and plateaued a little bit. And unbeknownst to us, at least initially, overall numbers were growing. We were growing a little bit at girls, but a lot at adult. And we were declining pretty rapidly in male youth players. Mm-hmm. It's a little over 40,000 male youth players, somewhere from around 2001 to 2006, 7, right in that area. So not only did we were on a downward trend. So it was about the same time that we started looking and doing some of this research and said, look, okay, a couple of things motivated us. One was, okay, what's going on here? And we need to stop the bleeding. And then two, you know, we're a competitive country. We want to be good at the sport. We want to grow. I mean, don't kid yourself. Our long-term goal is to be the best hockey playing nation in the planet. It may take 60 years, who knows, but that's our goal. And we're like everybody else, but we know that there's some great hockey playing nations out there that do a wonderful job. And for us, it's let's focus on the grassroots levels. Let's really get that sorted out and firmed up a bit. You know, I mean, when we really started to take a good internal look, we figured out pretty quickly that we were less broken, so to speak, at the older levels, and the younger you went, the more out of whack we probably were. So that's where we kind of put most of our efforts with this.
And when I was,
yeah, go ahead.
There's a buffering going on, so that's why I'm not trying to cut you off.
Yeah, no worries.
Sorry, finish your sentence.
No, we just put our efforts into growing and working with our youngest age groups. I mean, when kids start off, and if we can get them into our sport and off on the right foot, help them build a bit of love for the game, well, then maybe they, you know, turn around and stick with it. And our numbers have not only been able to stop the bleeding, but moving in a different direction and have grown considerably. So it's a good thing for us.
So that 40,000 number, is that when your experience is 60% attrition? By
period, yeah, sure.
Because Bob
yeah.
shared that number, and the things that you did to kind of reverse the trends. One is you investigated, start rolling out the ADM. But what I thought was very interesting, it was, you know, we're going to focus on the coaching development. We want to make it fun and all kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. But then you said the big thing was when you canceled your U-12 national championship, and that eased the tension right across the board because people were getting too fixated. Is that true?
I think, I think there's still people that are way too fixated on at 12U what they think is, you know, the Stanley Cup championship. But, I mean, the one thing about our organization is we try hard not to be hypocritical about what we do. And for us, you know, you were seeing at the time people putting together their recruiting their 10U team so that they could have them together for a few years, their super team, so that they're ready to go for the 12U national championships, right? So for us as an organization, if we're trying to preach, slow it down a little bit, and we're out running an event that is maybe the most high-profile 12 and under event in our country, that's not setting a very good example. So, you know, kudos to our board and, you know, for making that change, along with some others that certainly help. It's not just one thing. It's a lot of different things.
Yeah, which is great because instead of you seeing the bleeding, you're actually going this way. You and lacrosse, from what I know, are still doing this, whereas other sports are seeing the decline. So one of those things will be the rollout of the ADM. When you first did it, what kind of pushback, if any, did you get from parents?
You know, well, first off, I have to give some credit to our friends across the border up in Canada, because we had some people there that were very influential with us, helped us out considerably in putting together what we wanted to do. And for us, there was certainly some pushback. We already had a mandatory coach education program in place. So every coach that was going to get behind a bench in a game had to at least go through some class, clinic, you know, that we were running. And again, like I said, does that make them a coach? No, but at least they were getting exposed to some messaging that we wanted. We knew that we had this delivery mechanism that was already in place. So we really kind of attacked that hard because, let's face it, they're the frontline deliverers of content and experience when kids come to the rink. So we spent a lot of our time and effort there with some in classroom work and then some online support modules and things based on the age category that the coaches were working with. And more than anything else, I think it really helped create a common language from one end of the country to the other. We're a big country, and having people hear the same message in California as they are in Maine or Massachusetts or Michigan, Minnesota or Florida was helpful for us in changing some things.
Thanks for joining us this week. You can find us on Facebook for Love of the Game, Twitter, TLOTG Conference, and for loveofthegame.ca. We'll see you next week for an all-new episode.